Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Happy Friday, everyone. I am so disappointed. I am so disappointed in you. Like, how...
I'm disappointed in you.
Yesterday,
you asked us if we were friends.
What am I even doing here? Don't turn this around on me. You're the one that's supposed to know things on the show.
And I do.
You did not know who the orange Ninja Turtle was?
The orange Ninja Turtle Donatello one time.
You thought the orange Ninja Turtle was Donatello?
This is exactly how my husband reacted.
How did you think it was Donatello? Donatello is the smart one.
Okay, so he's what, purple? That's not like a smart color. That's the color of royalty.
It's not the fact that purple's a smart color. The orange Ninja Turtle is the party boy Ninja Turtle, correct?
Mikey, I'm with you now.
Michelangelo.
I know all of them.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Leo.
Who? Okay.
Is the red one?
You are 0-2, dude.
Leo's blue.
By process of elimination, yes. Leonardo is blue. Who is the red ninja turtle? And you are on the clock. Let's go.
Oh my God, who's the red ninja turtle?
Oh my word, Katie. Again, by process of elimination.
Hang on.
Okay, you want to do this on your own? Okay. All right. I respect that. The red ninja...
Raphael!
Correct. Raphael. That took...
Thank you.
How...
I would not have won the money minute.
How... you put together... How did you not...
Hold on while I add this question.
No, please. Please add this question to a quiz because I have to know...
I think boys know. I think this is something boys know.
You think this is a dude thing? I thought the Ninja Turtles was right. The Ninja Turtles, more people would know the Ninja Turtles than the presidents on Mount Rushmore at this point. Prove me wrong.
Alas, I cannot. Do you know all the Spice Girls? Well, given your job,
yeah.
You probably do.
Hell yeah. Posh Spice, Scary Spice, Sporty Spice, Ginger Spice, Baby Spice. Is that one that only girls know?
I don't know. Name the Powerpuff Girls.
The Powerpuff Girls? Oh, son of a biscuit.
There's only three of them.
No. God, I'm going to go 0-4 on this one. I'm going to go 0-4 on the Powerpuff Girls.
What are the colors?
The only one I know is Mojo Jojo. Like, that's the only Powerpuff.
Mojo Jojo.
Okay, green.
Yep.
Blue.
Uh-huh.
And, like, some kind of neon pinky thing.
Red.
Was it red?
It's red.
Was it red? My God. Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Nothing on names?
I've got nothing. I couldn't give you the
Blossom,
first.
Bubbles, and Buttercup.
Buttercup! It's much like Raphael. I just needed a minute to marinate. Good morning. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie. Good morning. It's Friday. Yay.
Happy Friday.
I know.
End of the week. Maybe looking forward to the weekend. Maybe going to the Texans game tomorrow.
Hopefully, yeah.
I just read it's National Relaxation Day.
Oh, is it?
So the question on everyone's minds, are you relaxing enough?
No.
Well, actually, you might be.
I'll give
you the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
How much time do we really need to spend relaxing?
More than what I got. Like, I don't know an hour stat.
I don't know if this is just Americans or this is like humans in general. But a study found 42% of your total day should go toward rest and relaxation. But how does that break down? We'll get to that. First, I want to start with something amazing and the complete opposite of relaxing to me.
Okay.
There is a 30-year-old indigenous woman in Mexico who just up and decided to enter a 39-mile ultramarathon and won. She had no equipment. She ran the entire thing in sandals and the traditional clothing her tribe wears.
What?
Oh, and she reportedly walked for 14 hours just to get to the starting line.
Dude, you know what? Yeah, that checks. That's just that human's just built different. That human is just built different.
30, though.
30 years old.
Not that that's old, but if you had said like 17, 18, 19, you know, when you're like at your prime.
I mean, if you're living, living in the jungle and having to survive, you know, it's just a different life. Like, who knows what she would have been able to do?
The easiest run of her life.
Yeah, who knows what she would have been able to do at 18, 19? We'll never know. We'll never know. If you would have had her up out on the course back then, she might have been setting, like, world records. You know what I mean?
Where's the Olympic committee?
This might be her. This might be her. Just like, oh, I just needed one more, you know, just kind of, you know, riding it out. Got one more in me.
Did she immediately walk home?
Probably so. Yeah, please tell me y'all offered to drive her.
Did someone fly her back? Or?
That is, wow.
She just doesn't get tired. Just I have so many questions.
You know, like I said, the only built different. That's all you need to know. Built stinking different.
That's crazy. But speaking of different, let's talk about John Party.
Oh.
In some sweet John Party news, he will play the Big 12 Championship halftime show.
Hey, nice.
Saturday, December 6th at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Now, cool about this is he will be the first country artist to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great get. Great set. Great gig, great booking, great opportunity. Love it.
He also performed at the college football playoff, you'll remember, and even got to announce an NFL draft pick for the San Francisco 49ers.
That's true.
Oh, and tickets went on sale yesterday. Didn't even realize that. They started at $109. If you want to go to the game,
it's the cheapest you'll get them. Literally the cheapest you'll get them at this point.
You don't know who's playing.
You have no idea who's playing. It'll be two teams. It will just.
Oh, also, he'll headline and he'll be joined on the field by the marching bands from both schools.
Are they going? Okay, I'm intrigued.
Right, so
I am intrigued.
That makes it even better.
That could be incredible.
Now, back to National Relaxation Day. 42% of your total day. That's just over 10 hours. Per day that you should be spending on some sort of rest or relaxation or something related to it.
Okay.
If you sleep 8 hours.
Right.
That leaves just two for other forms of relaxation.
That's what I'm confused.
And they include in that, like, talking with your friends or your partner, exercising.
Okay.
And eating.
So 2 hours.
So really just 2 hours.
2 hours.
If you get... To me, the big if
no
is
one gets 2 hours.
8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's a big if. I'll tell you, who gets that? Who has 2 hours that you just sit around and do? Like, especially when you count eating and all these other things that are in it. Like, that is not enough. That is absolutely not enough. I don't care what they say. But perhaps you're right, Katie. Maybe if you like you, sleep 2 hours a night.
That's what,
then you have even,
that's
you
what
should
I'm
be
saying.
Spending
like,
more
that
of
makes
your
it,
time.
That makes it even worse.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Because now I'm looking at it thinking, what do I do in a day? like really? Like, where do the hours go?
Where do they go?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's you blink and then it's
another 4 hours.
No, this is not how it's supposed to be.
But they say that's how much time you need to recharge and to avoid burnout.
Okay.
Which of course is big with Americans. Now, it doesn't necessarily need to be consistent is the other thing. So if you think you're not doing a great job during the week, you can always make it up on the weekend.
Okay. So that's the idea. Because if that counts, then yeah, that's your solution right there.
So try to get an extra few hours relaxing Saturday and Sunday, you know, when the kids are home and all the activities are happening.
Yes, all the stuff that you have to do for your regular life.
Even busier.
Yeah.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
And I know you do. Make sure to sign up for the Money Minute. It's a game we play every day before 8:30 on the show. We give you 10 trivia questions. General knowledge type. You can get them all right. In 60 seconds, you win the cash.
Yes.
Now, we try to make it a little easier because we are here to help, not hinder. Before 6:30, an answer is provided for that day's quiz.
Mm-hmm.
And today, that answer is Banshee.
Yes.
Banshee.
I know what you're... I,
I
screaming like a banshee.
Yeah, we read all the text messages. Like
what text messages?
The ones that are like, hey, maybe you could do 2 freebies or 3 freebies or 4.
Maybe
freebies.
We give you 9 freebies. You just have to answer one.
What if we just flipped it? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
What if
here's
we just
why?
Got rid of the Money Minute altogether?
Because bottom line, you're not getting to the finish line without that answer. Banshee. So mark it down. Put it in your memory. Save it for 8:30. And if you have not signed up, do it online. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. Am I the only one whose kids are excited to go back to school?
Hell yes, you are. You're absolutely the only one.
No. There are more of us out there.
There are not any more. Yes. This is a misconception. Yeah, no one is happy. No one. It doesn't occur. Everyone is either
one. My kids are ready. They've got their backpacks, their pencil cases. They are like pumped and ready and excited. And this is the year.
They've had their outfit picked out for like 3 weeks.
Where do
we sit on the back of a chair? They've had practice drills.
Have you
the monogrammed backpack?
Why
are you so
next
ready?
Level.
I think I am just
labeled, color coded.
You say that,
you.
And I just don't believe you. I just don't.
There's evidence right there.
That's what I mean. I just don't believe them. It's bizarre. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
why?
It.
Why? Why is it so hard to believe?
Because that is if
because
if,
you
it's
didn't
not
like
a
school.
Trip. I didn't. I can't say I didn't like. The summer winding down was depressing. As soon as the back to school commercials happened, it was depressing. It's not a trip to Disney World. It's going back to school. It's waking up early. It's having to go somewhere every day. It's the lack of control over my skin. It's all of it. It's not fun.
No.
No one likes that.
No.
Kids are into this.
I think on the surface, kids whine and moan and drag their feet. But if it was cool, they'd all show their excitement.
If it was cool to be excited going back to school,
about
you think
academics.
That they'd...
Which, kids, there's nothing more cool.
There's a few things more
hashtag
cool.
Hashtag stay in school.
Okay, so we're just getting to the end of back to school week. A lot of you have been down this road.
I think they're secretly excited to be back.
We will take a poll. And we're going to see. So very, very.
Well, I think the parents are...
Oh, the parents!
Secretly excited.
Parents are universally excited. But what? But the kids' attitude. 713-881-5500. Are they excited? Were they excited or were they bummed? That's it. Were your kids psyched to go back to school? Were they doing what you just heard described? Were they putting their little outfits out, getting their supplies, getting all hype? Could they not wait to get in the car to go on that? Like what was the state of affairs in your home this year? Call us. We'll see what y'all have next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Katie is holding on to hope against hope that there are more than just one or two real-life kids that actually get excited about this time of year.
Of course there are. I'm just thinking there's a whole host of kids that will probably never admit to it because it's not like the cool thing.
It is definitely not a cool thing. I will give you that. I just don't think it's a thing, period.
You see all those kids that are so happy in those back-to-school ads, and you're just like, ha, nerds.
There's
not. But you're like, oh my gosh, but I need that protractor.
All right, so we're all going through this right now. Are your kids excited or no?
I'm excited about back to school. My kids aren't even really that age.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito and Katie, good morning.
So much school supplies.
What do you have for us today?
Yeah, you are correct. I have one of my sons in the car right now.
Okay.
He is excited. He wakes up by himself. Ready for school.
Yes. Yes. How old is he?
Yeah.
He is, how old are you, baby? He's 8 years old. He's excited for school. He wakes up by himself.
Does he?
And he wakes up at 6 and he's out for school by 6:30.
Is this an all year long thing or is it just the beginning of the year, like when it's new and fresh?
No, he's starting a brand new school. Mm-hmm. This school year, and he's excited.
That's it.
I can't say for my other kid. He's my 11-year-old. He drags himself out of bed. But my 8-year-old, he is ready for school, excited.
I just think that's, you know, kids want to pretend the end of summer is a tragedy, but I think there are a lot of kids like that.
Well, hey, that is...
Like, they want the fresh start, and and maybe a math class or two. You
and
know?
Math class. Okay, thank you.
Frito and Katie, too far.
Good morning. What do you have for us today?
So you guys say that kids aren't excited to go to school. Kids are actually very excited, at least high schoolers. Are happy to go to school.
That's what I'm saying.
Katie's
saying,
a big believer that they are. I just think
they're not.
Yeah.
So hold on. So here's the thing, though. We're hitting fall. It's football season.
Ah.
I mean, of course, all the football players are really happy to go.
Okay.
You get to see all your friends every day. You get to eat lunch with your bros, you know? You get to hang out.
Yeah, I can see, like, it definitely if this is, like, the most wonderful time of the year, which for football players it absolutely is, because this is, you know, this is a time when you have ball and all of that. But even with
– And two-a-days are over.
I also was once a high schooler, and I remember, like, later years in high school, and it didn't matter. I still – like, having that alarm go off every single morning when it did not was traumatic. Like, it was absolutely traumatic. I could not get excited about it. Even to get to see my friends, hey, play ball, whatever. No. No.
Well, but that's you today, too. And you're fine.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree. I just, especially athletics, like working out every day, man, it was just a different feeling back in high school.
Okay, dude.
Wish I could go back. Lucky I do.
Well, all right.
Felt like a god.
Like, yeah, those were good days for many people. Dude, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Just saying, I think back to school is one thing kids love to hate but secretly can't wait for.
Well, for those of you that are keeping it a secret in the back of the car, Katie sees you if no one else does. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie on the Bull.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Hey, Serena, thanks for being here. We're happy you reached out.
No, guys, thanks for calling me. I need all the help I could get.
Well, I mean, there's no way we could pass this one up. So you were the one who ghosted.
So I actually really do need your help, and I'll get to that part, but it's true. I did ghost Kenyon. And I feel really, really bad about that, for what it's worth.
Okay. All right. So let's get the obvious out of the way. Like, why did you ghost him to begin with? Like you didn't know each other before you went out, right? This wasn't a one date with some rando online or anything like that?
No. So we knew each other. We have a lot of the same friends. So that's kind of like the connection there. We're both single parents. So that part was nice. And that was like a fun realization. I felt like he truly understood what I was going through because it's hard. And I don't know if anyone who doesn't have kids gets that, right? We text about like daycare stuff and not sleeping and kids being sick. And it's just someone who actually gets it.
Yeah.
And most men don't get it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Relate.
All right.
So I guess it just got kind of complicated. I don't want to call it like a friends with benefits thing, but we were trying to figure it out, you know, if we could be more than just friends. And like, I don't think either of us really knew where we were heading. We'd been out a few times and, you know, there's a lot of texting and videos and it was all kind of confusing, to be honest.
Videos.
Like say for the radio to describe these or no?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
There's just like videos of like funny things that happen, you know, like day to day type stuff.
Got
or
it.
Kids doing goofy stuff. Nothing.
Situational stuff.
R-rated.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
It's our bad. Sorry.
And that's actually what kind of set me off. He sent me this one and I had a really big problem with
it. Oh, no. What was in the video?
So it started off fine, but then Kenyon was in the backyard grilling and he showed me his burger skills or whatever. And he was showing off, flipping them. And his daughter was running around in the backyard doing cartwheels, trying to show off for him, which, okay. And at some point she falls because Kenyon walks away from the grill and he picks her up. And when they come back in the frame, he's got his daughter in one hand and a beer in the other. No problem. But then Grace, his daughter, she's six, she reaches out for his drink and he gives it to her.
His beer?
Yeah, his six-year-old. And he gives it to her. And I watched her take a sip and I just like couldn't believe it. Like, who does that? And I don't know. You know, at that point, you're like, do you report this to CPS or something? Because that's not appropriate.
Obviously, you didn't do any of that.
This conversation would be a lot different if you
had. But so you cut him off? That's why he ghosted.
Well, yeah, I wasn't going to continue whatever that was, because it was a big turnoff. Because here I am thinking we're two parents, you know, doing our best to raise
right,
our kids.
And you're all on the same page
right,
mostly.
Right, right.
Yeah. So it's messed up, right? And maybe I overreacted, but I was really bothered.
Do you feel like you overreacted, like looking at it now?
Yeah. Like what's your gut say?
So honestly, it's really tough because in one hand, no, I don't think I did. Like if it was my child's father, I would be livid. There would be a big problem. But I think, I don't know. I don't think it's harmless, but I can maybe see how it happened. I just figure I kind of owe it, you know, to him to have him explain himself, right? Before just, I'm sure he maybe doesn't even know why I'm upset. And assuming I can get on board with whatever he's doing and why, like that's kind of the whole point, that maybe we can get back on track. If I could see things slightly different, if he could explain a little bit more.
So you're saying you're going to have to do better than an apology.
You know what? I can get
fair
behind
enough.
This. So are
you going to take the reins? Are you going to do the work?
Like, we'll
pray?
Sit back and see how it goes. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I mean that sounds like a plan. Let's try that.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Okay, Kenyon, we're going to get him lined up and see what we can do. We'll talk to him next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Serena contacted us, but she was the ghoster.
Mm-hmm.
So she ghosted Kenyon and now is rethinking that a bit.
Yeah, I guess, which not bad, but
she wants to give him a chance to explain himself and this barbecue that he had where his kid, his 6-year-old, had a sip of beer. But let's get him on the phone, see if we can do some damage control. We do have Serena. She's going to help us out with this. Hey, is this Kenyon?
Hello. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Kenyon. We're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull. It's a radio station here in Houston. And we're actually calling today because sounds like somebody did you pretty dirty.
Yes.
And looking back, feels maybe she overreacted. I'm talking about Serena. Do you remember Serena?
Serena? Are you sure it was Serena?
Fairly sure?
Yeah. No, we have an email and everything.
Wow. That's kind of interesting. You got an email from her. I got to say, I was really interested in her, but until she just sort of vanished on me. So does it say when?
Less than a week ago, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we do kind of know a little bit of the backstory, but like it might work better if we let Serena sort of explain what's going on here. We actually have her on the other line, in fact.
Oh. Yeah, Kenyon, hi. So do you remember the last video that you sent me, the one with your daughter and you were having a barbecue a while back?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. What about it?
So in the video you sent me, your daughter was drinking a beer.
My daughter, she stole a sip or she was drinking a full beer?
I saw you give her a sip, and I didn't know what to do with that information and how to process it. So I just kind of, I guess, disappeared. But I guess what the right thing to do and the adult thing to do is I should have spoke to you about it, that it bothered me, and I had some concerns.
Right.
I mean, there's not too much to explain. I never gave it much thought. It's just every once in a while I'll give the kids a sip of whatever I'm drinking. And no, before anyone asks, I don't drink any kind of hard liquor or anything.
Okay.
I mean, it's
okay.
Just
yeah, yeah. Okay.
And by sip, I mean sip, like a sip, not a full beer, a full bottle, a full can. My parents did it to me when I was growing up. So I don't know. I don't even know how long it lasted or how long I've been doing it. But I think if this was a problem for you.
Well, yeah, it seems, I don't know how to phrase it, I guess, but I was a little worried for your daughter, and it really kind of made me question your parenting and your judgment. Mm. It just seemed a little bit dangerous and not okay, you know?
Wow, that seems like a sort of a leap to me. You know me, you know what kind of parent I am. I do my damnedest every day, man. I bust for my kids and to be an awesome dad. And I said what I said. I never given it that much thought. Or second thought. So it's just a once in a while thing. I mean, man, it's a sip. Come on now. And it's not like it's going to hurt her or get her drunk or anything. I mean, do you think she's going to turn into an alcoholic or something? I mean, she's 6 years old. Is that what you're saying? I don't know if everyone out there is doing it, but I don't think it's dangerous. I mean, come on.
Kenya, is there a point where you could maybe see yourself like stopping?
Or maybe it's like a certain age or situation?
I don't know. It's kind of like everything else, you know. Kids don't exactly come with training manuals, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just trying to figure out as I go. I don't think drinking beer is a taboo now. I think getting drunk is a different story, but I want my kid growing up thinking beer is this off the limits exciting thing. That'll just drive them to do it more, you know, than sneak behind your back and try to do it. And just don't want that scenario to pop up. But come on, guys, you're 6 years old.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal to me. I mean, to the other parents, who cares? I'm doing the best I can. So maybe she needs to lay off a little bit on my.
Okay. All right.
So, you don't think I had a right to be concerned?
Hell no. You jumped to a conclusion and wrote me off. You ghosted me and forget the beer. That's a problem. That behavior isn't going to change. So my daughter already has a parent, and it's me.
My God, Kenyon. I'm seriously trying to apologize to you, but it's okay. If you want to be petty, maybe your daughter can be hitting up keggers at 14.
Well, dude.
You'll think about how you should have taken the warning signs seriously at some point, but whatever.
14, yeah. She's 6. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But thanks for the concern, parent police. Have a nice day.
Well, all right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah. Is Serena right? Like, was she right to be concerned? And
all right, let's get into this. 713-881-5500. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie on the Bull.
Would you or have you given your kids alcohol? Now, I do think 6 is way young.
It's
like 6 is young.
I don't even know if I can speak on this. It feels to me like that's
a good age?
No, I don't know. I don't want to say good even. I have no clue. I would not have thought this would be, like, write the guy off controversial. But
Maybe it is. That's what we're asking y'all.
Go ahead. Weigh in.
I'm on the dad's side. Okay. I'm on his side. Because, I mean, I have kids myself, and I give them a little drink of the glass of wine I'm drinking every once in a while. They don't like it, which is good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all trial and error. I mean, whatever works for one kid is not going to work for the other. Maybe,
true.
You know, and yeah. And then she doesn't even have kids. She hasn't been talking to him long. And again, trying to put her input where.
Well, she did have kids.
She does have a kid for what it's worth.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Okay. So I think that's what kind of shocked her. But for what it's worth, one of my buddies just texted me and he says, you know, he's Greek. He says, dude, we were having a full glass of wine
at
Christmas.
Other nations have done it for a long time.
Whatever.
But I want to say, and you could ask him when it started. I think it starts a little older.
I do need to ask him that.
I think that's 12, like, or at least 10 plus.
That's
like,
an important
piece. So the girl
in
the story was 6. Yeah. Is that too young or
well,
no?
Well, it is a little young, but I mean, my kids have, you know, tried my wine whenever they were little.
Right.
But I do have one thing. During COVID, we had went out to eat. And you know how they were putting the drinks in the to-go containers and everything?
Yeah. Totally.
Well, yeah. I had a margarita, and they had a to-go container. My daughter actually thought it was her lemonade.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh no.
That'll wake you up.
And before I realized it, I'm like, why is she asleep? Like, she literally was asleep at the table, but I didn't realize it. That they had she was drinking my margarita.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Not the lemonade.
Did she like it? Do you know?
Let's not ask.
Better we don't follow up on that.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
I'm a mother of 5 adult children. Okay. And I was bred, born, and raised right here in Texas. And I got to tell you, my kids have had a little sip of beer every once in a while when they were growing up.
Right.
Because I didn't want it to be taboo. I didn't want it to be a big, huge thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, none of my children are alcoholics. My children have barely ever drinking. It's not like he was giving them tequila shots. I mean,
true.
You know, it was just a simple sip of beer. And I understand maybe she's not from the South. She's not from Texas. You know, people from, say, New York, California, I'm sure probably have a different view on it. But as someone who has raised 5 very well-adjusted, healthy adult children now, I think she's just being very judgmental. And she can do as she pleases. But, I mean, really, that whole comment about the cake, she's going to be 14 doing a cake stand.
Yeah, that was
a little salty. But, okay, one question. Like,
Sure. If you, your friends, your family, the people you know, community-wise, do you feel like this is common? Do you feel like this is something that a lot of people do? And a lot of people are like, hey, like, it's just kind of part of whatever. It's not that big of a deal.
Or maybe it doesn't come up.
Maybe it doesn't.
You know?
For this reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been a PTA mom. I've been on the board. And it's not uncommon. My kids were on swim team and diving. And they, you know, they've been archery. It's not uncommon, at least not here in Texas. I mean, I can't attest for anywhere outside of Texas. I've lived in Texas, right. Alabama, and Illinois. And it was not a big, huge deal. So yeah. To each their own.
Yeah. But, that's how I was raised as well.
We would have
sips every now and again. And like you, I like to think I'm very well adjusted. You
know, yeah.
The parents taught us how to respect alcohol.
Made it normal. Exactly.
We weren't curious about it to where we'd go out and binge drink as like
break
teens.
Into the liquor cabinets. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. 100.3 The Bull, Texas proud.
What's up, y'all? We're Frito and Katie. Talking young drinking today. So Kenyon in second date update, he had given his 6-year-old a little taste.
Yeah.
Serena did not like that.
No.
She said that was enough to never talk to the guy again.
Yeah, that was why she ghosted him.
Which is what she did until she emailed us to say, hey, maybe I overreacted. And based on what we've heard so far, she might have.
Hit us up if you want to weigh in. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally think she's maybe overreacting a little bit. I have a 6-year-old, and when I have a glass of wine or a drink, I'll let him have a sip of it. It took like twice, and now he doesn't even want him.
I was going to say, that's the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get him to try it young, and then they'll hate it.
Make him think it's gross.
And it'll be years before they try it again.
Make him think it's gross. Now,
because most alcohol is gross.
It's an acquired taste, which I guess on some level is what maybe some people are worried about. It's like, well, hey, maybe your kid gets a taste for it.
But that would have to be so frequently.
It would have to be. And you know what? Like, again, like you said, he's the parent. He's the one living with this kid. If the kid's like jonesing for beer, then maybe you'd
he's not ordering it at restaurants.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't know. But again, everything we've heard from everyone so far says common.
Is that how you were raised as well? Like you'd have a few sips on occasion?
Yeah. I remember growing up and my dad would make margaritas out in the garage and I would have sips of it and I remember it and that's it. Like it was nothing more than a sip here and there. Yeah. And yeah, it's easy. Like there's nothing wrong with it. And as a single parent myself, I wouldn't want another person parenting my child or questioning my parents.
You know what? I guess that's the other side of it too, because you know, like you write me off of one thing like that, like without any kind, like that's terrifying. That's terrifying.
Don't question my parenting because what else are you going to question?
Exactly.
Holy cow. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate the call. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you think?
At 6 is probably a little too young to start.
Okay.
I'd say maybe teens is more common.
Mm.
I know as a kid growing up in Southeast Texas, my mom fixed me daiquiris when I was probably about 15, 16, and would drink wine coolers together.
Right.
But not that early.
Okay, so you're saying at least, you know, the age might make a difference for you based on how old the kid is. But minus that, there's some wiggle room.
Correct. Yeah, I do find it is more common, especially with Texas having it to where it says that a minor can drink in the presence of an adult.
That's true. You know, that is the actual law. Like your parents are around, it's a different story. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Howdy.
I think Serena's an idiot.
An idiot?
She's not doing a thing. An idiot. She's not doing a thing wrong. I do it with my son when he's with me.
Mm-hmm.
So a little sip is not going to do anything to the child in the first place. So, I mean, she's going to sit there and blow it, make a mountain out of a molehill. I don't blame him.
Well, I also want to say, like, there's no requirement that you give your kids sips of beer either. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But, yeah, everyone, it's been universal. Everyone has said that this is just common.
It's just something that happens.
Thing.
Now you said when your son's with you, I'm going to guess though, that's not an all the time type of thing, right? Like it's very rarely it's on occasion, but it is no big deal.
If we go to dinner and he wants a sip, I give him a sip.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's good for, as far as I'm concerned, it's good for you to interact with your children in the initial phase of life, so that when they grow up, number one, they know what it is. Number two, they know what it tastes like. Number three, they can sit there and make a logical conclusion. Hey, don't want to do this in surplus, so let's do it in moderation. That's how you teach people.
Yeah.
From scratch. Again, she's an idiot. I don't even know if she has kids.
She did.
She delegated to me.
She said they bonded over the fact that they were single parents.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I don't know how old her child is.
Yeah, well, maybe that's different. Hey, thank you so much for the call. What do you think?
In the state of Texas, if you run a restaurant and you have a liquor license, you can serve a minor as long as they are in the constant presence of their parent or guardian.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is true.
That's true. But would you serve a six-year-old?
Yeah, if it's your kid. Yeah, would you feel comfortable?
My parents came from Europe, and I would have a sip of my father's beer or a sip of the wine, and I never give it a second thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, it's a cultural thing, too. But and then again, as the gentleman said, if you deprive someone or you make it something that they can't have, makes them want it even more. Yeah.
I do worry about that, you know, because that is the other side of it.
They been hiding this from me?
I don't know who's correct.
What is the deal with booze?
Yeah, I don't know if there is a correct, but that is a real thing.
Yeah.
That is a real thing, and it can draw your kids in. It's something you would have to consider. Hey, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Happy Friday, everyone.
In a world where comets are actually alien spy drones, and elected officials admit the multiverse is a thing.
Are we doing 2 days in a row with this? Really? Do you just want to make it a new feature?
I don't know what's happening. All I'm saying is, only one radio segment can save you. God help us all. What's trending is next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Yeah, yesterday we were talking about the zombie rabbits.
Yes.
And all that going down in the Midwest. And today there's all this. I'm just thinking Santa might get the year off and every year thereafter. Aliens might be here as soon as Christmas.
Christmas,
and that's if the interdimensional beings don't get us first.
These are separate things.
These are two different stories.
The aliens and the interdimensional beings
are separate things. We'll cover both. But first, Taylor Sheridan and CBS just released a sneak peek for their new music competition show, The Road. Won't matter much for the person that wins, I guess, because they don't have long. But this is the one with Blake Shelton and Keith Urban plus Gretchen Wilson.
Right, right.
Now the prize has been revealed. So up for the winner is $250,000, which is what American Idol has come down to now, I believe.
Yeah.
I think for a time it was $1 million, in the early days. And they also get that record deal. But Blake was hinting there might be even more on top of that. If you don't know anything about the show, Keith explained it. 12 musicians go on tour with me. They have to win over the audience to get to the next city. And it premieres October 19th on CBS. And it'll also stream on Paramount Plus.
It sounds like it has potential. I mean, let's be real. It sounds like a cool idea.
It's a singing competition, but on the road. So you've got all those stressors added in.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I do think it has some potential if you're interested. Here's something that might come as a surprise. Dora the Explorer, the show, not the kid, turned 25 yesterday.
No, it did not. Has it been 25 years of Dora?
25 years.
Wow.
She'd be 32, right? Because wasn't she 7?
Wow.
Or something?
That is, it just doesn't seem like it's been around for that long, but yeah.
It does to me.
Okay, yeah.
And then if you go back and see, if you watch it now compared to the newer ones that they've done since,
it
does feel that way.
Fair.
But her origin stories are kind of coming out now, and she wasn't even originally going to be a girl.
Really?
They had toyed with the idea of her being a cat, and they wanted her to be called Tess.
Completely different show.
Her being a Latina and including Spanish, that was never part of the original equation.
What do you mean it was never part of the whole show?
She was
going to
be an animal, or she was going to be a cat or a bunny. A bunny was the other one.
Right, right.
Or she was going to be a little redheaded girl. And she was going to have a little mouse in her pocket, and the mouse was going to be called Boots.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, completely different show.
It would not have lasted 25 years.
That would not have gotten it done, dude.
I'll tell you that right now.
Good Lord.
Nickelodeon decided, hey, well, look, we've got this population.
Mm-hmm.
that's growing in America, and yes, there's no representation.
Exactly.
And I mean, they were onto something because that show's been huge, that show has not just in America,
globally.
It's been translated into 32 languages and has been seen in more than 150 countries across the world.
I mean, for real, one of the most successful kids shows of all time, no questions asked.
But sadly, everything's coming to an end. What was, what is.
I don't know that I'm up
what
to
speed. What could have been.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm up to speed on this.
Well, which one do you want to start with first? Because Joe Rogan had a congresswoman on that just started talking about interdimensional beings.
See,
and I don't know what to do with this.
But the interdimensional beings are different than aliens? Is
yeah,
that
because, okay, they're both otherworldly.
Yeah, obviously. Right.
Interdimensional beings
right
can go between dimensions. It's not just other planets
like
in space. It's, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is a U.S. congresswoman?
Yes.
There is definitely something that I think would rival what we know currently with physics, and a tech that potentially is out there that we don't have the ability to reproduce based on our interviews. And this has been something that you can go back and watch with the congressional hearings, but I was actually able to ask some of the witnesses, you know, what are these things? And they keep saying interdimensional. And then when you talk about the interdimensional aspect of, you know, are these things pre-existing, maybe outside of what we currently know as our own dimension, there's definitely something that I can tell you with confidence that exists that we don't know how to explain currently.
Well, that is terrifying.
What, is it the divine? That like, is, what is
okay,
that?
Okay, well, what happens? Either that? One of the two, Katie, because, like, again, I don't, oh, all right, so it's not an alien, but it can go in between dimensions. That means it transcends.
It can do more than an alien.
Space
and time.
And time.
Yeah, whereas aliens
space
are just
and time,
space.
Or just like us, like they're living creatures yeah from another planet. This is something that doesn't even, it's not
it
even
make
in
sense
the same
to us. We can't comprehend it.
Ballpark.
Okay, so that's story one.
Okay,
in space news, NASA clocked the interstellar object that's zipping through our solar system. Have you heard about this?
I have seen a couple of articles about
it. It was discovered on July 1st.
Right.
And it's moving at 130,000 miles an hour.
Yes.
It makes it the fastest we've ever seen. It's about 36 miles every second.
Right. I did read that was abnormal, and that's freaking people out that it's so fast.
Yes. Yes. It is it's rare. And there is this Harvard astronomer who thinks it's aliens. He thinks it's aliens, and he thinks we should beam them a message. He even crafted one. Hello. Welcome to our neighborhood. Peace.
That's your message?
I don't think that's the best message.
That's your message. You want to send that? You want us to send that? you want us to send that? As a actual...
He's put a lot of thought into this because he thinks that that's your best bet for not, like, making them angry.
How do you know that?
He doesn't. He doesn't. Because he said, yeah, if the object is an alien probe...
Yeah.
It's possible they take any kind of message
as hostile.
Poorly.
Yeah, absolutely. As hostile.
And if that's the case, well, they'll be here by Christmas.
Christmas.
Which would give us only months to prepare for a possible encounter.
What? All in. All in for alien Christmas. Let's do it. What else? What? Yeah, let's go. Let's get it done. 2025's the year. It's moving pretty fast, so it shouldn't have a problem getting
fast
here by then.
He created his own scale.
His scale.
To like rank these objects to determine whether or not like they're artificial or they could be alien, right? Or
okay.
So
right.
His big thing is like the comet. If it's a comet, it doesn't have a tail.
That's not a comet.
There's no visible tail.
So that's not a comet.
Also, the object has a lack of gas emissions, which is very unusual, and the trajectory is very precise.
Ignore it. Ignore it and hope it goes away.
It's a 6 out of 10 on his own Loeb scale.
A 6 out of... What's a 10 out of 10? All right. Well, wonderful. Wonderful.
For what it's worth, another astronomer from Oxford said it's nonsense on stilts and called it an insult to the exciting work going on to understand this object. So, guess we'll just have to wait and
6
see.
6 out of 10.
That's what's trending on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
All right, Caden's up. Money Minute. Are you ready, my friend?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, just to review the rules. Got to get 10 questions right. You got to do it in 60 seconds. You can pass on the questions. If you have time at the end, you'll get a second crack at the passes. But you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right, Katie, are we ready to rock
We're
and
ready.
Roll? And let's do the dang thing.
What is a cronut? A cronut.
Pass.
Where did the Amityville Horror take place?
Pass.
What is the diameter of a circle with a radius of 5?
10.
According to the proverb, what did curiosity kill?
The cat.
Julius Caesar's dying words are believed to have been what?
Pass.
A female spirit in Irish or Scottish folklore known for wailing to warn of an impending death within a family is called a?
Banshee.
What U.S. city is known as the wedding capital of the world?
Las Vegas.
If following the order of operations in math, division would come after addition. Is that true or false?
False.
What state was home to the gold rush of 1849?
California.
What is the name of the orange Ninja Turtle?
Donatello.
What is a cronut?
What did you... Wait. No way.
Can I just tell you?
No way.
We just had this entire conversation about how I too identified the Ninja Turtle as Donatello.
No!
And both Frito and my husband were very upset.
I heard the question come out, and I was like, oh, she gonna learn today. And no, both of y'all thought Donatello.
That's the only name I could remember, so.
No, brother.
Michelangelo. Michelangelo.
I might be on the wrong side of history here.
I don't know. But let's go over the quiz.
Yes.
A cronut is a pastry.
Yeah.
Mixture of a croissant and a donut.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the Amityville Horror take place? Amityville, Long Island,
New York. Yeah, any of the above. Yeah.
A house.
Yeah.
Julius Caesar's dying words are believed to have been?
Et tu, Brute.
Yeah. That was the sound. That was his dying sound. Got Banshee, got Vegas, got False. You know, if you're thinking PEMDAS, that would be later. What state was home to the gold rush of 1849? I believe you said California and Michelangelo.
I think you should count Donatello as a point, honestly. I'm so thrown by this. Caden, hell of an effort, my man. Thank you so much for playing. Sign up again. Love to have you back. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Brito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Text Friday is Friday, y'all. Late in the show on a Friday, too. Don't have a crazy amount of time left, but we still have tickets to the Pasadena Rodeo that we need to hand out today.
That's right. So it kicks off a little over a month from now, September 19th, you've got Braxton Keith performing, Randall King's on there, a lot of great artists to see. And if you want to go, now's the time to call, 713-881-5500.
And we know a lot of you guys want to go. Mm-hmm. So today it's going to be hit or miss as far as what you'll have to do to get these tickets.
We will play you a song, a clip of a song. You tell us whether that song was a number one hit. It was a certified smash. It hit number one on the Hot Country Songs Billboard charts.
That is a hit.
Or it was a miss. We all loved it. It was extremely popular, but it never quite got there.
Literally anything other than number one is a miss. We give you three songs, get two out of three right. You go to the Pasadena Rodeo. So if you want to try to crack this, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us and we'll talk to you coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. We have got tickets to the Pasadena Livestock Show and Rodeo, and we are playing Hit or Miss, one of our favorite games about famous country songs.
This game enrages me.
It should.
It absolutely enrages me every single week. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Heather.
Heather, all right. Hit or miss time. So just to lay down the definitions again, you're trying to tell us whether a song hit number one on the Billboard Hot Country list. That is the definition of hit. Anything else? It could be the biggest banger you've ever heard in your life, but if it didn't hit that number one, it is a miss.
Mm-hmm.
You've got three songs to play with. You got to get two out of the three correct if you want the tickets to the Pasadena Rodeo. Are you ready to begin?
Yes.
Song number one.
What do you think, Heather? Was that Taylor Swift song a hit or miss?
Miss.
She says miss.
It was a hit.
Oh, was it?
Number one on the Billboard Hot Country
Chart.
Yeah, so
let me take you back. So this was 2012.
Yes.
Debuted at number 72 on the Hot 100. Rose to number one the following week, making it one of the biggest single week jumps in chart history. And her first number one on the Hot 100.
Yes.
On the Hot Country Songs chart, this was right when they were adding in digital sales and streaming, which catapulted it to number one and created the debate over whether or not she was a country artist that lives on to this day.
This was the song that began the end of Taylor Swift for country music. She's not country anymore. Yeah. She's pop.
Yeah.
And a debate that persists to this very day, Katie.
Exactly.
All right, so you got to get the next two correct. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Hey, I'm going home, gonna load my shotgun. Wait by the door and light a cigarette. He wants a fire, well, now he's got one, and he ain't seen me crazy yet. Stop my face.
Another all-time great.
Miranda Lambert, what do you think, Heather? Was that a hit or a miss?
I say hit.
Heather, that was a miss.
God bless.
That was three times platinum, but it only peaked at number seven in August of 2008.
That's, again, why this game is enraging.
I know it doesn't make sense.
Heather, thank you so much for playing.
I know.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
My name's Victoria.
All right, Victoria, here we go. It's hit or miss. You got to tell us whether each one of these was a hit, meaning number one, or a miss, meaning not. Song number one today. She would make her way in to hit or miss this week.
It's Taylor Swift week. So what do you think? Was that a hit or a miss?
I think it was a miss.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, but
it was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hit.
Yes.
Her last hit, I guess, in the country music
hit as defined by this game. Song number two.
Gunpowder and Lead, was that a hit or a miss? What do you think?
I'm going to say that one was a miss.
It was a miss. Again, it hit platinum three times.
Yeah.
But it never got to the top of the charts.
It didn't actually pull off.
Didn't even make it top five.
Which is wild to me.
One of my favorite Miranda songs.
For real.
Whatever.
All right. So final songs for the win and for the four pack tickets to the Pasadena
Road. Yeah. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
Lil Nas X.
Diabolical.
Old Town Road. The one without Billy Ray Cyrus. The first Old Town Road. Was that a hit or a miss in terms of hot country song?
Yes.
I'm going to say
It was a miss.
Oh, thank God.
Here's the thing, though. I probably would have given you either answer because it would have hit number one. But remember, they took it off.
Yeah.
They took it off the Hot Country Songs chart for not being representative enough of the genre.
Yeah, they were like, hey, this is a mistake. So we're just going to delete it.
But it was right before he hit number one.
Yes.
And he was upset.
So
he was like, the song is country rap. It's not one. It's not the other. It should be on both charts.
Right.
Absolutely robbed.
Yeah. And then that's why he went back and recorded it with Billy Ray.
And then, didn't really do much better. All right. So that means you've got a date with the Pasadena Rodeo. Woo! Congratulations.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
All right. Hang on the line. Let's get you hooked up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
This is hilarious. I don't know if you've seen these videos, but there's a teacher who has decided to translate Chinese tattoos.
Oh my God, no. Why would you do this? Why would you do this?
Because it's obvious that some people get these tattoos and they don't know what they mean.
No! Okay, all right. So this is a video?
Yeah.
Here, all right.
解行仪悠悠新天 gibberish. 蟑螂 cockroach. 冰箱 refrigerator. 更失败 more failure. 酱油 soy sauce. 莫名其妙
no.
劣质煤 low quality coal. 心笑爱 star laugh love. 鸡汤 chicken soup. 我不知道，我不会说中文. I don't know. I don't speak Chinese.
So the last one is I don't know. I don't speak Chinese. Which I don't know. Is that funny? Is that a good joke?
It was constantly intentional. Could have been intentional,
which would
be awesome. That's a great one. The rest of
I guess the person does.
The rest of them. I will say, as someone that I don't know a whole lot about a whole lot, but I do know some things about tattoos. That is a risky tattoo.
It is. Like, you would definitely want to be sure.
You'd want to be.
Before you bring that in?
You'd want to be. I've always gotten so paranoid about texting tattoos whenever I'm getting them, to the point where I'll stare at it until I know it's right.
You're talking about English.
I'm talking about English.
Yeah.
I ain't taking this into
your mother tongue.
Yeah, I am not taking this into a language I do not 1,000% understand.
No regrets. That was two people. Two people signed off on that. Right? Keep that in mind. Another great story from the internet today.
Yes.
A backseat passenger in an F-15.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I did
appears
see
to have
this.
Been accidentally ejected from the aircraft.
Okay.
Now, they were on the ground. I should say that before that's we play true. This. That's they were true. On the ground.
Yeah.
They were not in the air.
Honestly, makes it somewhat weirder.
I mean, sure. Weird.
I mean, because, like, how did you...
Pilot eject. Shut down the runway. We are not going to use 2-0. Affirm for a ground emergency. Roger. Minimum 2 hours before anything can come back on the runway. Is that correct?
Like, what? That's a conversation between the pilot and the air traffic control after the ejection. So
Yeah. Like, the ejection is supposed to work where you're in the air. It pops you up in the air. And then you have all of that time.
Well, I'm
going to
go ahead and say there's not supposed to be an accidental ejection.
No, how would it
That's like
happen?
A cartoon.
That's the...
Where you skyrocket your passenger.
Acme Jet?
Basically.
Was it Wile E.
Right,
Coyote?
I mean...
Is that what...
What? And you can even see like a puff of smoke. Like, what?
Yes, you can totally see that. You can totally see this happen. And just I don't understand.
Because the canopy's blown off. I mean, like, this was like a serious thing. So if you see the passenger, I mean, I think the passenger, I'm laughing because I think they're okay.
Yeah, I think he was okay.
He was crawling next to the runway.
He just had a bad day. This is what that is. Comes down to a really, really bad day.
I think his parachute's sitting there. It's just like... My goodness. It's also not the first time that someone on a ride-along has inadvertently punched out of a tactical jet.
No!
Although it is a pretty rare thing.
On a ride-along, too! Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, no matter what happens in your day-to-day at work, I assume it will not be that. Have a great one. See you back on the radio Monday.